Whether you like your racing up top on the cushion or tearing up the pavement, you've come to the right place. This is PRN at the Track, a show dedicated to the roots of racing. PRN at the Track is brought to you by Hunt Brothers Pizza. Find your next pizza at huntbrotherspizza.com. Now here's your host, Lenny Baticki.
Welcome to PRN at the Track. I'm Lenny Baticki. Coming up in this show, we'll chat with Lee County Speedway's Dave Jones. Then we'll speak with Ohio Valley Late Model Dirt Series announcer William Burkhart. And we'll have a conversation with USAC pit reporter Drake York. But first, let's get to our What's Hot. We'll start in Missouri at I-55. World of Outlaws, Sprint Cars, Buddy Kofoid getting both wins. Jonathan Davenport picking up a pair of victories at Wheatland. Don't Run to Cole Tinsley and Shadron Turner victorious at Lake Ozark. West Virginia Motor Speedway and Parkersburg in West Virginia both going to Tyler Carpenter. Trevor Feathers victorious at Bedford, Pennsylvania. Indiana, USAC at Terre Haute. Kyle Cummings wins that one. Lawrenceburg goes to Briggs Danner. Rusty Schlenk victorious at Montpelier. Salem to Jeff Cottle. Dalton Connor wins Anderson. And Tyler Kane getting the big trophy at Brownstown. Kentucky at Lake Cumberland to Skylar Marler. Hayden Cardwell getting it done at Ponderosa. Mudlick goes to Zach Hill. Brandon Fouts wins at Hidden Hollow. And Florence, the checkers to Stephen Parton. Illinois at Farmer City, World of Outlaws late models. Bobby Pierce Jr. and Brandon Shepard winners. Zeb Mokey and Rusty Graffaw winners at Highland. Exit 7, Outlaw Karts to Matt Graham. Ohio at Attica to Cap Henry. And Atomic goes to Caden Black. And joining us now on the ProFabrication.com hotline from Iowa's Lee County Speedway in Donelson, Iowa, Dave Jones. And hey, Dave, welcome back to the show. I know always it's fun to hear the inside track with Dave Jones on Radio Keokuk, but now you got your hands all in the dirt there at Lee County. What's up? That track has needed this kind of energy, and it sounds like from the reports that the track is really ready for a good season coming up.
It really is, Lenny. Thanks for talking with me. It's always great to be on here, and I appreciate it. We're working hard trying to get ready for our first night of racing, April 24th. We're going back to Friday nights, IMCA sanctioned, six classes of racing. Really looking forward to giving the fans really something here to watch that they'll enjoy. We've been working really hard to improve the facility and just making it a better experience for everybody that comes to check us out.
I tell you, Dave Jones is all about racing. He's one of the group that is leading this new charge at Lee County Speedway in Donelson, Iowa. And he's our guest on the ProFabrication.com hotline. Radio Keokuk plays his show years and years and years of supporting motorsports with the inside track. And Dave, I'm excited to see what's coming out there. Now, I understand April 24th is kind of a unique Memphis Rules is going to be a part of this. Is that like Jerry Lawler wrestling Memphis Rules? What are they going to do out there?
You know, we kind of sit in a weird spot here, which, you know, we've got USRA rules. That's one thing that's always been a challenge for this area. We've got USRA rules to the south and UMP over in Illinois, and here we got mostly IMCA, you know. So it's kind of Memphis rules are kind of a little bit of a mix between IMCA and USRA. So the guys around here are kind of used to it. But then the next week after that, we'll be on pure IMCA rules.
Well, I'll tell you, I like the Memphis Blues and loved the Memphis wrestling back in the day. Memphis rules on April 24th. Can't be a bad thing there for the racers that will come to really what should be the fans experiencing an all-new Lee County Speedway in Donelson, Iowa, just north of Quincy, Illinois, kind of south of Keokuk and all the rest up that way in Iowa. Dave Jones is our guest on the ProFabrication.com hotline. The ProFab hotline is brought to you by Gasco Gaskets, engineered for maximum seal and durability. Gasco Gaskets are available at profabrication.com. So the new signs are going to really beauty the place up there. Did you get one of those Sweet Sally's ice cream bar signs up? I know you were talking about dancing your way into Sweet Sally's one time we were chatting. You know, is she one of the new sponsors?
She's not one of the new sponsors. We're still working on that, but I'll tell you, that place is great. No doubt about that. No doubt about that. Always have fun going there. But no, we've taken all the old signs down, put up new signs. We're going to take them down during the winter. we really want to make an effort to every single month when fans come here, we want them to see some improvement every month they come. So that's really kind of what we're working towards. We reshaped turn one and two for a little bit better racing for the fans. There was kind of a shelf in the middle of one and two where it kind of flattened off at the top. So we've got that all corrected. And
how about food at the refreshment stand? What you feeding these folks when they get there?
You know what? We've got Philly steak sandwiches this year. We dropped our hot dog prices down to $1.50.
Oh, wow.
So you could pick up a hot dog for $1.50. And I don't know why, but for years they haven't had popcorn here, and we're bringing popcorn back. You can't have a racetrack without popcorn.
No. Folks, Dave Jones, our guest on the ProFab Hotline, he's got the inside track with Dave Jones on Radio Keokuk, but now a part of the team that is about to unveil to all of us Lee County Speedway's redone self on April 24th. It's going to be a barn burner of a night out there and such, but... So popcorn, really? Two dogs for $3, basically? I mean, heck, that's awesome.
No doubt. Well, we want people to bring their families. If you come and you got a couple of children that you're bringing with you, it can get expensive. So we want to try to keep that, affordable for the fans.
And partnership, I saw you guys working your tail off in what looked like hurricane winds at the Keokuk Hy-Vee for the car show to kick off the year. I was impressed, though, Dave, that you won the shopping cart drag race during that event. But, man, y'all are working so hard there. How can folks get involved?
They can find the schedule a number of ways. LeeCountySpeedway.com, or look us up on Lee County Speedway on Facebook. Or they can go to the Pepsi Inside Track and find a complete schedule of all the area races. But all three, they can find everything for the Lee County Speedway.
Wow. Dave Jones and the crew he is a part of at Lee County Speedway really taking the paintbrushes, taking the upgrades, and making the show place that we'll get to see next week, Friday, April 24th. Memphis Rules are going to be there. Lee County Speedway, get and check that one out. Dave, thanks for joining us on the ProFab Hotline. Fans, stay with us. We'll be right back with more of PRN at the Track.
Hey, Joey Logano here. My pit stop's outside of the track, fueling up with a hunk of pizza from Hunt Brothers Pizza, the fastest on-the-go option for the champion and everyone. To find a location, visit huntbrotherspizza.com.
We work hard to keep our cars looking great on the outside, but engine components need our attention too. That's where you can trust Z-Max Micro Lubricant to disperse carbon buildup in your engine and fuel system. Keep your car or truck running at its peak. By soaking into the metal of your engine, Z-Max Micro Lubricant improves performance, extends engine life, and reduces emissions. Trust the many customers who've said, "Thanks for saving my engine." Find out more at ZMAX.com or follow us on Facebook and X.
PRN's At the Track returns in just a moment. This is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
The 30th anniversary of the Kyle Petty charity ride.
It's hard to believe that. I can't believe I'm like 39 and we've been doing this 30 years. The idea came about 2 o'clock in the morning. We were riding motorcycles to California, and we had stopped and picked up a couple of guys in Oklahoma City, and then we picked up some people in Globe, Arizona, and we were riding in. It was late at night, and it's like, oh my God, this would be so cool. We'll get people to give us 10 cents a mile. We'll ride. We'll do a bike-a-thon. And I just threw it out in the garage here. Dick Brooks rode with us that first year. Robert Yates rode with us. Cindy Sissoms rode with us. Man, we had so many people. They read about it, and they called us up and said they wanted to go on a ride, and we were like, come on down. Had 10 Hall of Famers that have ridden with us through the years. It is like a traveling show for the NASCAR Hall of Fame to go across country sometime, but it has been really good. We heard of a couple of different hospitals and a couple of different kids that were race fans, and we were thought, hey, we'll just stop and make a donation to help their families pay their bills. And that's what we did. It's all for camp now. It's all for Victory Junction.
30th anniversary of the Kyle Petty Charity Ride.
The World of Outlaws World Finals in November at the Dirt Track at Charlotte Motor Speedway. Get your tickets now at charlottemotorspeedway.com. Welcome back to PRN at the Track. Joining us now on the ProFabrication.com hotline, the newest announcer for the Ohio Valley Late Model Dirt Series, William Burkhart. And I say newest because I know, you know, the cat that used to have it, our friend Robbie DeVore, is still going to do some, you know, of these races. But I'm interested to know, did you have to arm wrestle Robbie to get some of these gigs?
I'm telling you right now, you take one look at me, he could take a look at me and I'd be folded in half.
Robbie is definitely working out between races and such and doing so great over at the track he's working at now and doing so many different things at Mansfield. But you, William, you know, not only going to be doing some of the announcing for the Ohio Valley Late Model Dirt Series, but you've got a new home over there, Muskingum Speedway. Kind of give us a little idea about that before we go into the series.
Yeah, absolutely. My good buddies Andy Dice and Donnie Norris kind of got me in down there, and they were like, hey, you want to come down here a few times last season? I was like, yeah, absolutely. And I really fell in love with the place, and I went to Devin's race party this year, and as soon as Tristan saw me, he's like, hey, do you want to come back this year? And I was like, heck yeah, I do. So excited to get down there with especially some of the big races we've got going on this year. I'm hyped. I don't even know what to say. I'm so excited.
Muskingum Speedway, not that far southwest of Pittsburgh. If you're up in WBUT country listening in on up there, or any of the stations or anywhere across the country, easy to find. Jump over the Ohio border. And Muskingum, a historic track there, operated by the Moran family. And now with our friend William Burkhart as the track's new announcer, this should be something. You mentioned going to the Christmas party, and you know, you're getting to be known as the guy in the fedora. Did you have to adjust to have a Christmas fedora hat at the party?
No, I'm still rocking the same dirty fedora. I keep thinking I should get a new one, but I just haven't pulled the trigger on one yet. But maybe one of these days I'll change it up a little bit.
Well, William Burkhart's going to be earning his dollars and maybe save a few to get a different fedora, because he is the announcer that we all know and love in that fedora cap. And you're going to hear him at Muskingum Speedway. And as we chatted about earlier, the Ohio Valley Late Model Dirt Series. Now, they go to Tyler County Speedway this weekend. When you're hearing this show now, they're out there at Tyler County doing their thing. But next weekend, they'll be in Parkersburg, West Virginia at Ohio Valley Speedway. Who are some of the drivers that, you know, highlight the series? I know you guys had your opening race a week or so ago. What's the series like this year shaping up as to who's driving?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, it's going to be a great, exciting year. Obviously, we've got kind of the two big guys coming back with Zach Milby and Corey DeLancey. They're going to be back fighting for the championship. I know Steven Dotson's going to race with us. I think his dad, Donnie's going to try and run most of the races that he can. Thomas Baker's come back to run with us. Mike McGinnis, Kristen Euler, and Joey Chambers, just a few guys that I know right off the top of my head that are going to be following us this season.
Ohio Valley Late Model Series announcer William Burkhart giving us the, you know, information on the drivers. And you mentioned a name that I perked up on, the Rookie of the Year. Give us a little insight into this driver and, you know, the credentials that go with this Rookie of the Year driver.
Absolutely. Yeah. Kristen Euler. She's our 2025 two on the Cherokee Rookie of the Year driver. And just adding to her long history of racing. I don't know exactly how long she's been racing, but I remember growing up watching her tear it up down at Lakeville Speedway in like 2000, 2001. So quite a long history for Kristen, but great to see her getting out and traveling with us and having another driver that's kind of from my neck of the woods in the Northeast Ohio area.
Well, should be a fun time. Ohio Valley Late Model Dirt Series. And we're chatting on the profabrication.com hotline with their new announcer, William Burkhart. Speaking of profabrication.com hotline, it's brought to you by Gasco Gaskets, engineered for maximum seal and durability. Gasco Gaskets, available at profabrication.com. So help us understand this version, the Ohio Valley Late Model Dirt Series version of a dirt late model. Is it a full-blown super? Is it one of those 525s? Is it somewhere else? What are the fans seeing when they go to one of your races?
So from my understanding, I'm not a huge motor nerd, but you're kind of in the middle between a crate late model and a super late model. It's obviously a steel block engine. It makes a little bit less horsepower than a steel block. But we do open up to allow the crates to come and race with us. Sometimes the bigger tracks, the steel blocks do have the horsepower advantage over the crates. But as we saw, I believe I heard in West Virginia that Kyle Hardy was actually running a crate late model motor, and he dominated all 30 laps down there. So It's kind of more of a budget-friendly late model series.
Oh, I like that. Keeps the guys out there and chugging along, and a great season ahead of Ohio Valley Late Model Dirt Series. And now, Robbie DeVore, he's got his work at Mansfield some of the time. He'll be doing some of the announcing, but our guest on the ProFab Hotline, William Burkhart, will also be the guy in the fedora that we get to hear and enjoy at these OVLM at DS races across that area. And we appreciate him taking the time to do this. I know you were at a track, a couple years recently, but let's go deeper. Where'd you get your start as an announcer? When did you pick up the plastic microphone and, start? And how did all that come together?
I mean, I've always kind of had an knack for wanting to get into broadcasting. I mean, like any kid that grew up at the racetrack, I wanted to actually be a driver, but money didn't really allow that. And my dad was like, hey, why don't you try announcing? So in 2021, I saw an opportunity at Wayne County Speedway to get involved there, got hired in there, had a blast for about 4.5 seasons, and then got some phone calls last year to expand my horizons a little bit. And Jason Fleury and I, on good terms, parted ways. And it eventually led to me getting the deal at Muskingum and opening up the Ohio Valley door.
Wow. And we're all to benefit as we get more places to find William Burkhart, our guest on the ProFab Hotline, not only Muskingum, but Ohio Valley Late Model Dirt Series in the races he will be on the mic with and such. Will you ever co-mic with Robbie? Do you have any one race or two that it'll be both you cats in the booth?
Nothing confirmed. I mean, it kind of depends on his schedule and obviously the Muskingum schedule as well. If there's any races that overlap with Muskingum, he'll be in the booth. But I'm sure we'll be together when we make our visit to Mansfield Motor Speedway. At the end of June, I'm sure we'll probably announce then.
Man, that sounds awesome. I got to stop it there, but go to Ohio Valley Late Model Dirt Series. Follow the series. Find William Burkhart on social media. Keep up with him and the new fedora that might be coming is the old fedora that's still there. We appreciate you
taking it. I'll make sure I let you know if that does.
Please do. Please post it. Fans, stay with us. We'll be right back with more.
When NASCAR hits Dover Motor Speedway, get ready for all-star intensity at the Monster Mile, May 15th through 17th. See the sport's biggest names battle it out. It's more than a race, concerts, autograph sessions, tailgates, and nonstop action all weekend long. Experience NASCAR the way it's meant to be, live and in person at Dover. Get your tickets now at DoverMotorSpeedway.com. That's DoverMotorSpeedway.com.
Hi, this is PRN's Andrew Curlin. Weekends are the time to get stuff done. And when you're on the go, make sure you take advantage of the PRN mobile app. You can catch myself from the pits or the turns covering the action alongside our incredibly talented PRN crew. So you can listen to us from anywhere, at home, on the road, or even at the racetrack. Get the latest racing information at your fingertips by downloading the PRN mobile app today. Available in the Apple App Store or on Google Play.
There's more At The Track in just a moment on PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
Hey, it's Charlie and Debbie, along with NASCAR legend Kyle Petty, inviting you to join us for Kyle Petty's Back Then Again Country Countdown.
Each week, we'll put it in reverse and take a trip down memory lane, looking back at that week's top 20 country songs from years past.
We'll dive into what made those songs and artists move the needle, what pop culture trends made those years unique.
And you'll get to hear me tell stories only I can tell.
So don't miss Kyle Petty's Back Then Again Country Countdown right here each week.
Mike Rowe on the student organization known as Skills USA.
Well, everybody talks about high unemployment. It seems to me that the real problem is the skills gap. There are opportunities available, millions of them. Skills USA is on the front line. They're encouraging soft skills, specific skills. They're the connective tissue in between the opportunities that exist and the hopes that a lot of parents and kids have for their own future.
Learn more at microworks.com and skillsusa.org.
Skills USA, champions at work.
Hunt Brothers Pizza always offers all toppings at no extra charge. That's 1,024 topping combinations at one price. At Hunt Brothers Pizza, we love racing and we love pizza. Visit huntbrotherspizza.com to find your next pizza. Welcome back to PRN at the Track. Joining us now on the ProFabrication.com hotline, USAC Flow Racing pit reporter Drake York, as they, the series, and the whole midget world for the USAC National Midgets gets ready for the Kokomo Grand Prix next Friday and Saturday, April 24th and 25th. And Drake, Kokomo is just one of those dream places a lot of folks have on their bucket list. What's it like to pull into that joint and have all these midgets from USAC's national tour there, the energy that you're expecting next weekend?
Yeah, absolutely, Lenny. You know, the vibe when you just roll into Kokomo, I feel like the place could be totally empty, and there's just still something special about rolling into Kokomo too, and especially to have the kickoff to, you know, arguably the toughest midget series in the world. We got a lot of great teams this year. There's some mixing and some changing as usual with USAC. There's always a few new faces in there. So yeah, really excited to get down to Kokomo and see some midget racing. It's been a while for all of us midget people. You know, we've had a few Power Eye races and then Chili Bowl, but other than that, not much has happened, so really excited to get to Kokomo.
Quiet winter for the midget crew, but now about to go full blast at the Kokomo Grand Prix, April 24th and 25th. The USAC stars will be there. USAC on Flow Racing pit reporter Drake York chatting with us on the ProFabrication.com hotline. And I guess, you know, we're broadcast radio. People may not understand what we're talking about, what kind of race cars, what makes a midget car, and why did it come up with a name 100 years ago or so? Well, kind of give us quick background.
That's a great question about the midget thing. I've often wondered about that myself, but basically it's just a really small race car, you know, hence the name. And the thing that midgets are really known for are the high speeds that we can get to. I mean, even at the smaller tracks, I feel like the motors, you look at them too, and you know, I say four cylinders and people might be thinking of like a four banger motor, and it's anything, but I mean, the four cylinders of fury, I think, is the line Chet Krishner coined a few years ago. And they're just insanely fun race cars, just because you can see all types of racing too, especially at a place like Kokomo, where it's a little wider and a little bit more open than some of the tracks we go to. I mean, I think we'll be, you know, having cars bash the boards and have other cars be around the tractor tires and maybe a few guys through the middle or run the Dave Darlin line. I feel like you're going to see a little bit of everything at Kokomo, especially here once we get going with USAC.
And Kokomo is amazing, and we get to see it all. USAC Midgets Kokomo Grand Prix, April 24th, 25th, Flow Racing pit reporter Drake York, our guest on the ProFabrication.com hotline. ProFabrication.com hotline brought to you by Gasco Gaskets, engineered for maximum seal and durability. Gasco Gaskets are available at ProFabrication.com. And you mentioned Chet Krishner, who used to be the voice in a lot of these things, but now you've got really an amazing partner there in the booth while you're running around the pit area. Kind of give us a little bit of what it's like to work with Brian.
Oh, it's great. You know, Brian is just one of those guys that's, it's funny. I think it's safe to say that he's good at everything in it. You know, you just don't run into very many people like Brian. You know, he can announce your race. He could promote it. You could probably drive the water truck and do the track prep if he had to. Do the lineups. I mean, you know, the guy does it all, and he certainly knows a lot. So it's been really fun the last few years working with Brian. Just have gotten a chance to learn so much from him. And, you know, just all of his knowledge has been really good for me. I've been really blessed with to be around some great announcers in my time at USAC. You know, I've worked with Christy Bemis, or Christy Leary now. I've said that wrong about 400 times.
Mrs. Leary but, now.
Yes, Mrs. Leary. Yes, I've had the chance to work with her pretty much start to now at USAC, and we work together really great. I've been with Rob Klepper and Tony Laporta. You talked about Chet and now Brian. So Brian certainly brings a lot to the table for us.
Well, we certainly appreciate listening to both Brian and our guest, Drake York, the USAC team on Flow Racing, getting ready for next Friday and Saturday, April 24th and 25th at the incomparable Kokomo Speedway there in Indiana. Who are some of the veterans that are coming back to stake their claim again this season on the USAC National Midget title?
We can expect Kenan McIntosh to come back. Finally got that first USAC National Midget title last year. Understand, or at least to our knowledge, that Justin Grant and NTB Industries will be back together. Kevin Thomas Jr. and Four Kings Racing is going to be a pairing I'm really looking forward to watching this year. That team's, it's hard to believe, but they're still after their first win as an organization.
KTJ got really close a lot last year, and they just couldn't find their way into victory lane. So I'm looking for KTJ.
Well, Kevin Thomas Jr., Justin Grant going after the title that Cannon McIntosh has currently in the USAC National Midgets. But it all breaks loose at Kokomo next Friday and Saturday, April 24th and 25th. On Flow Racing, and we're chatting on the ProFabrication.com hotline with Drake York. And Drake, how about any of the young up-and-comers, new, surprise guests? Who were you looking for to show up to challenge these wily veterans?
Well, we were just talking about Four Kings Racing. This year, they got two full-time cars. The other car being driven by Jacob Boxall, a guy that's worked on those race cars the last few years, got a few races last year and showed a lot of potential. So he's going to get his first run at USAC National Midget Competition, at least on the full season side. Bradley Cox out of Colorado. We've seen him a time or two over the last few years, but nothing really consistent with the series. So really excited to see what he can do. And Brecken Reese drove for some smaller teams last year, some teams, you know, that you wouldn't really expect maybe to be battling the KKNs and the CBIs of the world. But there was Brecken Reese making a lot of speed. So really excited to see what those three drivers have.
Wow. Yes, indeed. Been watching that Jacob Boxall do the magic, and it looks like this may be a breakout year opportunity for him. USAC National Midgets going to the Kokomo Speedway for the Kokomo Grand Prix next Friday and Saturday. Drake York, our guest on the ProFab Hotline. Where can they follow you and find out more about USAC on the internet?
Yeah, so I'm on Facebook, Twitter, or X, and Instagram, and just at Drake York 25 on all of those. And then for USAC Racing on Facebook, and then USAC Nation on Instagram and X.
Appreciate you joining us, Drake York, on the ProFab Hotline. Fans, stay with us. We'll be right back with more of PRN at the Track.
Joey Logano here for Hunt Brothers Pizza, where you can choose from 10 toppings all at no extra charge. In a hurry? Call ahead to place an order or grab a hunk of pizza on the go. Follow me on the track all season long and visit huntbrotherspizza.com to find your next pizza.
When it comes to maintaining your engine to run at peak performance, trust Z-Max Micro Lubricant. Z-Max soaks into metal and is so easy to add to your oil or gas to disperse carbon buildup in your engine, fuel system, and transmission. Protect your vehicle's engine to the max with Z-Max. Check us out at zmax.com or visit us on Facebook and X to find out more about our full line of products. Remember the name Z-Max for your car, big rig, small engines, firearms, and more. That's Z-Max Micro Lubricant.
We've got more PRNs at the track in a moment on PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
Shane Van Gisbergen for the final time up here in turn number two. He brought a gun to a knife fight today. Then we got Noah Gregson around right in the middle of the pack, and he got hammered by Ryan Preece. Brad Keselowski's off into the dirt as well.
The Toyota Save Mart 350 at Sonoma, Sunday, June 28th. Tickets at SonomaRaceway.com.
You may think you know drag racing. The chills, the speed, and iconic moments. But this season, it hits different. 75 years in the making. The crowd's locked in, waiting for that moment. The moment of realizing you're exactly where you're supposed to be. Whether you're a longtime fan or feeling earth-shaking horsepower for the first time, you're part of the story now. Expect the unexpected, April 24th through 26th, when NHRA goes four wide in Charlotte. Get tickets at zmaxdragway.com today.
Hunt Brothers Pizza always offers all toppings at no extra charge. That's 1,024 topping combinations at one price. At Hunt Brothers Pizza, we love racing and we love pizza. Visit huntbrotherspizza.com to find your next pizza. Welcome back to PRN at the Track. Wow, the grassroots tracks are all popping up all over the country. Get out and support grassroots racing and certainly follow it all on PRN at the Track on our social media, powered by Keen Parts and CorvetteParts.net, Facebook, Instagram, and of course on X. We'll keep you updated with all the grassroots racing information we can find. And for all of us at the Performance Racing Network, thank you for listening. I'm Lenny Baticki, and we'll see you next time at the Track. So long.
PRN at the Track was brought to you by Hunt Brothers Pizza. Find your next pizza at huntbrotherspizza.com. This is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.